I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I mean, Snooki, we're ready to get on the phone with Snooki. We're having a little problem connecting with her. She's become a brand, Kennedy.
Oh, duh. That's what
I was just
do.
Like reading all the stuff that Snooki does now.
It's insane.
So there's books.
Yep.
There's a swimwear line.
She has a tanning lotion line.
She has the SnookiShop.com.
She, you know, it's the great American way. She took some fame
hustled,
and she
man.
Made some good out of it.
She's got an Etsy shop called Nicole's Craft Room.
Yep.
I mean, she's doing it. It's pretty incredible. So, Snooki, are you there? Can you hear us now? Hello? Snooki, hello?
Can you hear me now? I'm just running around in the post office.
You're getting stamps? I suggest the Forever stamps. The books are 20. It's great.
Who goes to the post office anymore?
I run a business, so I'm always here.
She has an Etsy shop. She got to mail out
orders.
She got to
make that happen.
You got to get an assistant.
Exactly. I'm dropping them off as we speak.
And my wife has done this where she owned a small business and she started selling some stuff online. And it's one of the things you don't realize when you're a small business owner and you're starting a business like an Etsy is that you now have to get into the shipping business. So you spend your life with the FedEx guy, with the UPS guy, or at the post office.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's definitely a pain in the ass, but I love it. It's my business.
Nicole, I watch all of your Instagram stories, and I'll see you post, like, your attic in your house of you just putting all the orders together and just how much work you put into it. I've ordered one of your shirts, the Shake What Your Mama Gave You shirts, and I remember when I got it and your little note that you put in with the packages, like, just having your handwriting. I think I cried when I opened the package.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so happy. It's literally like my therapy. Like, people go to the therapist or they go to the bar and drink their sorrows away. But me, I just like to do my crafting in my attic and, you know, enjoy it with my daughter. She loves it too.
Yeah, I love Sissy trying to help you. And you're like, Sissy, it's okay. You can help me. But then she just ends up like running around and on top of all of it.
Oh, yeah, she's a mess.
We caught a story maybe a week or two ago that Kennedy had in her entertainment report about the situation, about Mike. So you're keeping in touch with him? Do you write with him, or how do you keep in touch with him?
It's like an email system that I think every jail has. So we ended up getting his email, and all of us, all the roomies, we talk to him every single day. But yeah, he just tells us everything that he does. So he's basically working out every single day. He lost like 25 pounds, and he was like, holy crap, I didn't know how big I got. No, I love you. He's in the gym now. He's helping out people. You know, just talking about his sobriety and helping other people with theirs,
right?
Which is amazing. And he plays Scrabble like an old man, so I can't. He's like in a nursing home.
I love
oh,
it.
Oh, I do love Scrabble.
Nicole, I want to pitch a show idea for you. You know, you have the Jersey Shore and you have you and Jenny going down to Florida. I feel like you guys should have a heist show where you and the rest of the Jersey Shore try and spring him from the big house and you come up with your best plans. I think that planning session would be absolutely amazing.
That's like a mobster movie.
Yeah, seriously.
Or something. I love it.
Just real quick, Nicole, I want you to give out a piece of parenting advice because Salt has a little girl at home and he is about to give birth to his second child.
My wife is, but you know.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying.
Oh, me too.
Any good parenting advice?
I mean, I hate giving advice because everyone is so different. But two is definitely a game changer. It's the best. But how old is your other kid?
She is 9 months old. She will be one when he is born.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
We're dumb. We're dumb. Super dumb. Super Irish.
God.
So we're super dumb.
It's going to be amazing because they're going to grow up together. They're going to be best friends. My kids are 2 years apart.
Yeah.
So right now they're 4 and 6, and that's the age where like it gets crazy because you're constantly yelling at them. They're always fighting. I mean, they have their moments where they're like really cute, but it's always a battle. There's always competition. So once they get to that like toddler age of screaming at each other and fighting for toys, that's when it's insane. And now I'm giving birth in like a month, so I don't even know why I'm having another
one. Yeah. I heard that actually three, scientists said that three is the hardest number of children. Like if you have four or five, it's not as hard as three. It's weird.
So good luck.
Yeah.
Amazing. I'll be sure to get a lot of wine.
Well, Nicole, it was great to talk to you again, and hopefully when you get back to town, we'll get to see you. I got to host an event with you a couple of years ago down at one of the casinos, and just seeing your fans and your interaction with the fans was a lot of fun. They love you to death.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me on.
All right, there she goes. Snooki. Nicole Polizzi. Snooki. She's awesome. She's sweet.
You know, she was 21 when she started Jersey Shore. Like, it's just crazy to me to see, and now she has.
Nice to see that those kids, though, did something,
yeah,
you know, markedly positive with their fame.
Absolutely.
You see so many of these kids, like road rules or whatever, that ended up
End up in jail.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And use the money for all the wrong stuff, so.
Make sure to check out our website, thesnookyshop.com. I was talking about some of the other kids on the show.
Oh. Just forgot to pay his taxes. What you gonna do?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.